Yesterday's storm is long gone, but some of its impacts remain in our area. A number of rivers continue to flood with flood warnings in effect, and a flood watch remains in effect for much of the North Country. All of that heavy rain and snow melt contributed to the flooding across our area on Tuesday, and the National Weather Service office out of Burlington, Vermont, reports that some people were rescued from flooded areas yesterday. It's an important reminder that you should never attempt to enter a flooded area either on foot or in a vehicle, as it doesn't take much water to cause your vehicle or yourself to be washed away very quickly. Now, having said that, it's certainly been an active week across our area. We started off with temperatures on Sunday and Monday close to 80. That was followed by that wet, windy, and warm day yesterday. And perhaps with all of that warm weather, you didn't want to believe that it would snow last night. But sure enough, we woke up to a coating to 4 inches of snow across our area this morning. There were even some greater amounts of snow in the Green Mountains. And now it's just cold across our area. Under a bright, sunny sky, temperatures have struggled to climb this afternoon, running only in the 30s and 40s. To put this in perspective, the normal high at Albany for today is 59 degrees, and 2 years ago, the record high at Albany was reached 91 degrees in 2012. Well, certainly we're not going to be that warm or even close to it today. In fact, tonight temperatures will fall back into the teens and 20s across the area. We'll have the wind become light with a clear sky and very dry air mass. Temperatures will quickly fall off after dark. It'll be less cold tomorrow as high pressure is overhead. It's going to be a bright day, not as windy as today, with temperatures coming up close to 50 in most locations. By Friday, temperatures should reach up into the lower and mid-50s. And then by Saturday, we'll see a weakening cold front come in from the west, and that could set off a couple of showers, but it doesn't look to be especially heavy. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and very cold, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 48 to 54. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear and very cold tonight, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 48 to 54. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly clear and very cold tonight, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 48 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and very cold, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cool, high 48 to 54. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, highs in the 50s, and on Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.